Shalom Aleichem to all who are tuning in to the Interpreter's Pulpit 101 podcast. This is Les Aaron Gosling teaching nothing new but all things original. The restoration of King David's ancient theocratic throne over a politically powerful, economically prosperous, geographically enlarged state of Israel now looms on the horizon. Archaeologists in Jerusalem believe they are close to relocating David's actual throne that has been buried for millennia. Millions of Gentile, unbelieving believers who term themselves Christians have accepted a fairy tale that informs them that their Jesus is coming again to take his followers up to heaven, where they will have everlasting life dwelling in magnificent, expansive mansions, exquisitely decorated as only angels know how, and taking lessons on how to play harps. They will also experience joyous occasions as they reflect on the horrendous eternal torture being brutalized in a never-ending hellfire upon those who fail to accept their Jesus as Savior. The Bible, however, tells us another story altogether. You may be surprised at just how far from the real truth of God modern church doctrines have gone. The prophets of Israel and Judah all proclaimed in one way or another the coming of the Messiah from the heavens and the restoration of the kingdom of David as a theocratic state immediately prior to the advent of the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace of Isaiah 53 in human form. Even an extraterrestrial creature from space, known in Jewish circles as the angel Gabriel, prophesied to a young Jewish and Torah observant maiden called Miriam that she would give birth to the Messiah, and that he shall be called Yeshua. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Most High. If this was not enough to take her breath away, this individual, who incidentally terrified Miriam, according to the Greek text, added these astonishing words in Luke 1:31-33. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Question: will the authentic Lord Yeshua return to inherit a non-existent Jewish, and I might just add, theocratic throne? I'm not speaking of the British Israel drivel that sees the British throne as being discussed by the angel Gabriel. In no way is this the case. The late Betty Windsor, although a great queen for her time, was in no way a descendant of King David, despite the charts produced fallaciously by the architects of this secessionist fable. British Israel teaching is yet another alien doctrine of Edomite replacement theology. Certainly Yeshua himself, regarded as truth, the prophetic revelation that he would inherit David's throne at his second advent, he is on record as communicating the following. If you look at Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21, to him who overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Think about it. To the early Nazarene followers of Yeshua, as they were experiencing persecution for their faith, Yeshua adds that they will personally rule with him over all the nations of the world, and that that would include a flagrantly disobedient America. In Revelation 2, verse 26 and 27, we read, "He that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a shepherd's rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken into pieces, even as I received of my Father." Therefore, we can properly assess that the throne of David will be in existence at the time of the second coming of the Redeemer of Israel, Baruch Hashem. I have taught for well over 40+ years that along with a resurgent greater Israel, there will be a revival of the original Nazarene Messianic movement in the Middle East, especially near the Second Advent. In fact, the biblical revelation makes this fact very clear indeed. Our Lord Yeshua will be Messiah to these Nazarene assemblies that will coexist in Eretz Yisrael and indeed in Turkey, ancient Asia Minor. For he is pictured in the Apocalypse as walking in the midst of all seven assemblages, yet to be revived or resurrected in seven cities of an old Roman postal route, contemporary ecclesias, not successive stages or eras, which is an erroneous idea quite popular in some apostate Gentile churches today. Check out Revelation chapter 1 and verse 12 and verse 13 and verse 20 and chapter 2 and verse 1. You will see that these are contemporary ecclesias. Notice if you look carefully at these passages, Messiah is walking in all of them at the one time. In the state of Israel, Jewish messianics will make the name of Yeshua a divisive issue, and Israel will break down politically with civil disturbances and riots being waged throughout the country, bringing an unfortunate experience of bloodshed to family after family. Yes, I am talking about a civil war over the identity of the messianic claimant to the throne of David. The outcome will be that Israel as a nation will accept the Lord Yeshua as the Messiah, which will initiate a peace for Israel for a short period with the surrounding Arab states. As far as a prophetic countdown is concerned for the second advent of Messiah Yeshua, let me explain a few biblical facts of which you may not be completely aware. For starters, in Ezekiel 16, verses 53 to 55, the ancient cities of Sodom and Gomorrah are yet to be recovered. They are destined to be rebuilt as the twin cities of sin, the Las Vegas, if you wish, of the Middle East. Perhaps if Donald J. Trump realized this fact, he would add them to the list of future opportunities for U.S. expansionism, along with Greenland, Canada, the Panama Canal, the Gaza Riviera, and the U.S. flag would fly over the restored real estate of Sodom and Gomorrah. Please note that this restoration of the twin cities of evil has not as yet eventuated, so we have some time left before Yeshua can even think of returning. Second point. We know that our Lord Yeshua wrote through the agency of the Apostle John to seven messianic congregations that were situated in proconsular Asia, or what is now modern Western Turkey. That there were many more assemblies in that area is well known, but only seven were singled out by Yeshua, for whatever reason, to be the recipients of his mail. Thyatira was just one of those assemblies. But, as I have shown in one of my lectures on the Apocalypse, there is no historical evidence of Thyatira as a congregation existing in the first century. That these seven assemblies are messianic can be clearly shown to be the case, as the menorah burns brightly in the midst of the congregations, or dimly, depending on the spirituality of the assembly type under discussion. The early historic Christian church failed to countenance John as a prophet in good standing because of the fact that he was in error in daring to speak of an assembly residing in Thyatira. Well, I have pointed out that John was taken into the day of the Lord, and he saw that congregation in existence at that time, along with the six other assemblies alive and well in Turkey. This means that before the Lord can come, there has to be an evangelistic messianic work in Turkey, which will restore those seven assemblies in those seven cities, or what presently remains of those ancient towns. Because this will take years, and none of this has yet eventuated, it is candidly crystal clear that we have some time left before our Lord Yeshua can even think of returning. Third point. Jeremiah refers to Gentiles coming to Jewish believers and stating that they need re-education in biblical matters. In Jeremiah 16, verses 14 through 19, it is written, "Our fathers," they all claim with one accord, "have inherited lies." This prophecy has started to take effect as we at the IMCF have had a number of Gentile and Jewish folk come to us in recent years, even from overseas, and confess just those especial words of anger over false doctrines they have been taught by little strutting, uninspired Napoleons, empowered as so-called shepherds by church officials. Fourth point. Israel is yet to save the West from its crippling economic woes by sucking treasures such as oil and gas out of the desert and rich minerals from the Dead Sea. Check out Deuteronomy 33 and verse 19. slow, slow work, that one. But this shows that the political and eco mindset of the new Green Deal and climate agenda hoax is doomed to fail. And please put your thinking caps on, for the West must collapse or be on the very brink of outright economic and moral collapse, as it appears to be in recent days, in order for Israel to save it from ultimate disaster. Israel has not as yet developed the technology to accomplish extraction of minerals from the petroleum-soaked Dead Sea, although Israeli scientists are presently engaged in research to accomplish this endeavor. But this will still take some length of time, which is also a further indication that the West, and the USA in particular, will not topple just yet. Again, Hashem has his precise timing, which is why God has placed President Trump into the greatest office in the world. Fifth point. At the very end of the age, we find that just three nations of the world have a prominence, and the presently mighty USA is not one of them, as shocking as this first sounds. Turn with me to Isaiah 19 and look at verses 19 to 25. In that day, that's a messianic term referring to the end of the age and the start of the millennial period, in that day there will be an altar to Yehovah in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to Yehovah at its border. And it will be for a sign and for a witness to Yehovah of legions in the land of Egypt. For they will cry to Yehovah because of the oppressors, and he will send them a Savior and a mighty one, and he will deliver them. Then Yehovah will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know Yehovah in that day, and will make sacrifice and offering. Yes, they will make a vow to Yehovah and perform it. And Yehovah will strike Egypt. He will strike and heal it. They will return to Yehovah, and he will be entreated by them and heal them. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian will come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians will serve with the Assyrians. In that day, Israel will be one of three with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land, whom Yehovah of legions shall bless, saying, Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. Please note that this has not yet eventuated, so we have some time left before Yeshua can even think of returning. Sixth point. As Zechariah prophesied, the end-time restoration of the kingdom of David and the awful civil war over the name of the Messiah, so the prophet Isaiah predicted the return of the Jews, one of the 12 tribal nations of Jacob or Israel, to the Holy Land. Notice it now in Isaiah 26 and verse 1. In that day, that's again a messianic term for the end of the age, in that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Isaiah is speaking of the conversion of Israel at the conclusion of the age. This was also noted by the Apostle Peter in his sermon on Shavuot in 30 CE. Note the emphasis on salvation. The word in Hebrew means Yeshua. The coming civil war over the identity of the Messiah is a long way off yet. For messianic evangelism in Israel is relatively new. It will take years for Israel to be saturated with the message of the gospel, even at the present rate in which messianic assemblies are being planted. Please note that this has not yet eventuated, so we have some time left before Yeshua can even think of returning. Seventh point. Where is the greater Israel as predicted by the prophets? Why has Lebanon not as yet come under permanent Israeli control? Why has Israel not as yet annexed areas of Jordan? Israel is destined to create a new map of the Middle East. Where is it? The Bible says Israel must expand its borders. It will do so because of astonished economic prosperity, according to Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 17. Still waiting. Jews from all over the world will flock there. We're still waiting. It is subsequent to this expansion of its borders that Israel will enter into an agreement with Mr. Real Solutions himself, John 5, verse 43. to disarm and surrender its awesome armory, Ezekiel 38 verse 8, including their neutron bomb. That is an unlikely event in the immediate foreseeable future. In a word, we need to get real and stop coming under the spell of false teachers and prophets who are out there self-promoting and claiming Messiah will arrive in whatever date. They failed in 2012 and 2017, when certain messianics came to us in 2012 and frantically informed us that Yeshua was on his way back and would land here in 2017, I mocked the hell out of them. I'm still grinning about it. Luke 21 verse 8, Yeshua said, "Watch out that you are not misled, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,'" that is, fully recognizing Yeshua to be the Messiah, "and the time is near." Date setting, associated with the second advent. Do not follow them. Speaking of Israel, I again confirm the nation is yet to expand its borders dramatically. In Isaiah 26 and verse 15, it is written, "You have enlarged the nation, O eternal God. You have enlarged the nation. You have gained glory for yourself. You have extended all the borders of the land." Modern Israel has progressively extended and expanded its borders since 1948, 1956, 1967, 1973, 1982. We await the ultimate expansion that looms now on the immediate horizon. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 10 and 11 says, "God will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon until no room can be found for them. And he will pass through the sea of distress and strike the waves in the sea so that all the depths of the Nile will dry up." Gilead is found in the Hashemite kingdom of Jordan and is today called Gilead. It was anciently occupied by the Israelite tribes of Gad, Reuben, and the eastern half of the tribe of Manasseh, and the region will return to Israel. As I mentioned earlier, Lebanon will be occupied by the Jews, and the land will be incorporated into a greater Israel. This cannot occur until Israel, with the backing of the U.S. presidency, completely devours the twin evils of Hamas and Hezbollah, who attack Israel at every turn. With the Trump ascendancy, it appears things will change. Whatever the case at the moment, we have some time left before Yeshua can even think of returning. Eighth point. Planet Earth is to experience devastating asteroids to come. Check out Isaiah 13, Isaiah 24, verse 5, verse 18 to verse 20. Look at Matthew 24, 29. Check out Revelation chapter 8, verses 8 to 11, and Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. As large, deadly asteroids have not hit the Earth in the past 3,000 plus years, scientists would assess the last strike at tens of thousands of years ago, I can assure you that this prophecy has not yet eventuated. So, we have some time left before Yeshua can even think of returning. Ninth point. Consider, too, that the entire geopolitical map of the Middle East has to be redrawn. Tyre must be jettisoned from Lebanon and revert to a city-state as it was in ancient times. Israel must extend its borders to include Lebanon, portions of Jordan and Syria, indeed to enlarge its borders as that of a greater Israel. My mention of Jordan is important, too, for a civil war or major political disturbance will take place, and as a consequence, three new states will be created in the area of Edom, Moab, and Ammon. One thing for certain, a greater Israel has yet to emerge to the Middle East. We will hopefully live to see it. It's just ahead of us now. So let's keep our eyes focused on Yeshua the Messiah and on world events as he commanded us to do. Stay tuned in order to unlock the secrets of the Bible, solve the mysteries of the biblical revelation, explore the astonishing realms of infinite intelligence. Enjoy the advancement you will attain as a spiritual being having a human experience in this material world. We invite you to traverse the contents of this ancient book we call the Holy Bible to gain a unique insight into the Jewish scriptures. If you are tuning in to the Interpreter's Pulpit 101 podcasts for any of these reasons, then welcome indeed. it is high time to restore all things. And we thank you for allowing us to serve you in this manner. This is Les Aaron Gosling saying, Kol Tov to all who love the Lord Yeshua.